summer when he was young, Silas traveled with his family to another town, and his dad found work at the grocery store. His mom cleaned the house with the lady next door. And then rolled Silas in a new grade school, and there they were while Silas grew. Well, there they were while Silas grew. Silas grew into a rowdy boy on his bike all over town. Now he would ride in most of the time. He was all alone. His only friend lived on the other side of town, but they'd get together every Saturday to see what kind of hell they could raise. See what kind of hell they could raise. One long day at the end of July, Silas held his mother's hand. Well, she cried, his dad had been called back to the Golden Shore. She said, Silas, you can't come home no more. She said, Silas, you can't come home no more. Now, Silas, you know he was a only child, and he never ever left his mother's side, and he lived in the room of a rowdy boy. Even though he's 45, they look the same as they did when he was 12, and there he was till the time ran out. You know, there they were till her time ran out. In the winter, in the freezing cold, they couldn't bury his mom because the ground was too hard. So Silas, he went home and he laid on his bed, and his feet hung out way over the end, and he could feel his mother's hand in his, and his dad's voice drifted into his ear. His dad's voice drifted into his ear. What does it mean to be an orphan now, when he's not a child, his clock is running down? Who's he gonna blame when there's nowhere to turn? His head, it ached and his stomach burned, and he tossed and he turned and he could never rest. There he was till the very end. Well, there he was till the very end.
Charlie Parr in the WVTF studio for a Roots Down session. That from the new album, Dog Boiling Silas Down.
Yep. Thanks.
Charlie, are all your songs terrifying and sad?
No. Yes. I'm not really sure. I think the problem for me is when I started writing songs, it came from a sad place. Dealing with grief and the loss of my father, and I've ever since equated songwriting with kind of catharsis and therapy. And so I know when I need to write a song, when I'm you know, dealing with sad and terrifying things. So yeah, some of them are just that way. I play happy songs in my set. I didn't write them. I just cover them.
Well, at least you threw some in there to lighten the mood every now and then. You got started off in Minnesota. Maybe it's the cold weather that does it. Do you think that's what it is?
It's not that cold up there.
Oh, okay. All right. But you started off in, in Minneapolis, St. Paul, then Duluth. You played both areas?
Yeah. I grew up in Austin, Minnesota, which is a small town in southern Minnesota, and then moved to Minneapolis in the 80s. And I listened to more music than I played by myself, but I had a lot of music to listen to. I was living on the West Bank of Minneapolis, and seeing Spider John Kerner and seeing Dave Ray and Tony Glover and seeing Willie Murphy and Dakota Dave Hull and Phil Haywood and just a whole bunch of amazing guitar players and soaking it all in and sitting up at nights trying to figure out how to play for me, you know. And then slowly started playing out once in a while and kind of got the bug for that performing that I hadn't really experienced before. And never went back, I guess.
Wow. And pretty much music has been it, except for a short time. I understand you worked with the homeless for a while.
Yeah. I was lucky enough to have a job as an outreach worker on kind of a mobile food truck that served people who were living outside. And we did, you know, referrals, as many as we could, but mostly we did hot food and blankets and clean clothes, and did that for many years before I just ended up at a point where I was offered to tour the British Isles and took a hiatus to go do that, and then never have gone back to work since. That was 15 years ago. So
you're never going back to work. You work.
Well, I mean, it's not that kind of work. Yeah. If the bottom falls out of the folk singing thing, that's the job that I'm hoping to go back to if my spot's still there. So.
Well, I want to quote you. You said, "I love the act of giving food to someone who is hungry, but I didn't have the talent to do anything more than that." Is it? Don't you think that human contact that you cherish so much in your outreach work translates into what you're doing as a musician too, that you're making that connection with people, that's what you really want to do?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I mean, the thing that I love the most about doing what I'm doing now are the shows, you know, getting to go and play, you know, for people, being, you know, part of a, you know, the little community that's created when an event happens, like a show. You know, you get to be part of that little pop-up community for a minute, and that feels good to me. You know, when I was working on the outreach vehicle, that's what we were creating. We parked in out-of-the-way places because, you know, people who are living outside aren't allowed to congregate, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we would park in places where no one really knew where we were except for the people we were serving, and we would have a little, you know, community. A couple hours of people coming and kind of sitting and us trying to help them and creating a little bit of community space, a public space, you know, a sacred space. And that's the thing that I love the most about what I do now, because I consider it to be that kind of a space.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that, you know, your outreach you were doing, you were handing out food and needed items to the homeless, the people in need. You're still doing that. You're handing out food. It's just a different type of food.
Well, sometimes I'm lucky enough to get to go back and volunteer, too, and do that kind of work again. I also do four benefits a year for a few different shelters around Minnesota in a real local sense. But anyway, yeah, but thank you for saying that.
Well, you're handing out food for the soul is what you do. Well,
thank you.
Can we hear another song from the new album, Dog?
Absolutely.
What do you want to play?
This is called Hobo.
Son, to have this when I'm dead. It's a book I always start, but I'd never read. I was born to follow in the steps my dad tread. If I'd have known that then, I'd have fled. Ain't somebody gonna tell me what I'm doing here? Ain't somebody gonna tell me where I'm going? Somebody gonna spend a blank minute on me? Won't you pray for an old hobo who's gone wrong? Song I sing contains a new refrain. When I meet you again, we'll have changed. I'll remember your face, but maybe not your name. Ain't somebody gonna tell me what I'm doing here? Ain't somebody gonna tell me where I'm going? Ain't somebody gonna spend a blank minute on me? Won't you pray for an old hobo who's gone wrong? Find you've missed out on everything. Ain't somebody gonna tell me what I'm doing here? Ain't somebody gonna tell me where I'm going? Ain't somebody gonna spend a blank minute on me? Won't you pray for an old hobo who's gone wrong? My town have no ending. Yeah, but I don't really live there though. I just don't. And the lake that's by my town has no bottom. I know somebody who dove in and never came up. Somebody gonna tell me what I'm doing here? Ain't somebody gonna tell me where I'm going? Ain't somebody gonna spend a blank minute on me?
You're with Luke Church on Roots Down from WVTF.
Well, when I go down that funeral road, baby, I'm gonna be dressed up fine. Had me a nice new suit and a tie like I never could have afforded when I was alive. I ain't dead yet. Let me wear that suit right now. There ain't nobody gonna see it when I'm locked in that box underneath the ground. Lord, Lord, I ain't dead yet. Give me my flowers now. Down that funeral road, Lord, there's gonna be a big old band. they're gonna play all my favorite songs. Well, they plant me in the sand. Down that funeral road, everybody's gonna have nice things to say. They're gonna say he was a pretty good egg, wasn't he? Even if they didn't really feel that way. Now, I ain't dead yet. You can tell me what you think right now. You can't look me in the eye when I'm locked in that box underneath the ground. Smell them locked in that box underneath the ground.